beautiful lad. It was only him that thought it was beautiful.
Doesn't look very appetizing to me. There's been talk about actually harvesting urchins, I've heard. Just from around the lab for the eggs, you know.
Mm, I think we tried it years ago. We brought some in, and when Percy Moore had the kippy yard down here, we brought urchins in and he sent them to Paris. And whatever, well, they said they weren't the right kind of urchins. I don't know. They said the spines weren't long enough or something. I didn't think that would have anything much to do with it. But I thought urchins were all the same. They might have longer spines and shorter spines, but I don't think there'd be much difference in the makeup, would they, inside?
Say, what, they didn't buy them off him then?
No.
No,
it didn't take on.
What about crab fishing and lobsters?
Yeah, I've never fished crabs. Yeah. No. I think the boats out of Peel do quite well on the crabs through the summer. You know, I think they have quite a good fishing.
Do you think that's an area that will, could keep expanding, or
I wouldn't think so. I think that would be at its maximum. I think around the island there are a lot of pots. A lot of boats. You take all the boats around the island. There are quite a lot of pots on the ground. I don't think it would take a lot of lot more fishing. I wouldn't think so. I can't think of anything else.
Well, thanks very much, Ronnie.
Would you like a cup of tea before you go?
Oh, I'd love one.
Yeah,
that was great.
They're sitting out here doing nothing, not thinking about us.
Painting of waves up there.
No, you didn't, he said. I said, down in the bay. He said, no. He said, there's no scallops down there. So I said, fair enough. So we didn't go back anymore that year because we were getting scallops at Douglas and back home in Peel. And the following year we went round and it was a foggy day. And we just shot away and we come fast and we got an anchor. And I think we were about 3 hours with this blooming anchor. We couldn't get clear of it, you know.
You have the actual dredge hooked on it, did you?
We got a steamer's anchor, yeah. So the boat was with us, he just towed round as, but he never got anything where he was. So we got clear in the end, we went up to Laxey, we were getting a few scallops at Laxey and then we came back in again. And there was a boat, the fog had cleared this time, there was a boat fishing inside us, a little Fleetwood boat. And we went down into Rams and he came in after us and he had a lot of scallops. But he was only fishing two dredges, he'd lost half his gear. And we looked at him off the quay and I said to the other chap, I said, there's something up with those dredges, they didn't look right. And what had happened, he put his teeth on back to front.
Right.
His teeth were on back to front, he had them on the other way. So I said, well, if he's got all those scallops with the teeth back to front, there's a lot of scallops. Very well, because we had no decker then, we just saw the landmarks.
Yeah.
And we went out there the next day and I think we had something like 70 bags.
Yeah. His teeth were sticking up instead of down?
No, instead of them being that way, you know how you put your teeth on in front of the dredge?
Mm.
Well, he had the tooth bar
pointing
so
back.
It was the wrong way.
Right.
So he's actually torn against the way the teeth were on the dredge. And there were a lot of scallops taken out of Ramsey Bay that time. All the fleet gradually came down and I mean, boats were getting 60, 70, 80 bags for a day.
So that bloke who told you
that wasn't
there
it.
Was
it, was
lying,
it was a destruction. It was a mussel bed there. And there were a lot of mussels, and some of them were them big horseshoe mussels. They were about this size. And at the end of the fishing, there wasn't one left.
Really?
They were all broken up and torn to pieces, and there's never been any there since. That only took one. Then a matter of 6 weeks fishing and that wiped all that mussel bed out. But there were some scallops there.
It must have a great effect on the whole sort of system, really.
Oh,
if you wipe out a muscle bed of that size,
yeah.
Must.
We were fishing scallops another year up off Cornea, and I don't know what was up the scallops there. There were a lot of scallops on the ground too, but you were getting them, and they were all like concertinas. Scallops had all opened up, they'd all gone into one another. You could pick maybe 10 scallops up, just like that. They were up, I don't know what was happening, we'd never seen it before, I'd never seen it again. And all the boats were the same, you know, whatever was happening, they were all sitting into one another as if they'd opened up and one, and then another was opened up, and you maybe
so
pick 10 scallops.
Tail, head to tail sort of thing?
Yeah, all in, all. Scallops inside each shell, you know.
Wow, that's strange.
It's funny, never seen it again.
How many did you get like that then?
Oh, you maybe got 12, all 12 scallops all together like that, you know.
And did that last for a few
days? That was only a few days, you know, that fishing was, it only lasted a few days. Lots of the places where they found scallops, it was information from the people that have been fishing lines, because where the boats are fishing lines, you would get scallops attached to the lines. You'd maybe get what they used to call a skip of scallops, you know, out of how many lines you'd shoot. And you could say 9 times out of 10, if you went back to where the line boats have been working, maybe 10, 15 years, or maybe 20 years before, you would always, nearly always get scallops.
Sorry, I'm being ignorant. What do you mean by fishing lines?
Long lines.
Long lines with hooks on?
Long lines, yes,
yeah.
With the hooks on. And of course, there used to be a lot of boats fishing long lines. And they would
get
the scallops attached to the lines.
Because they sort of bite on?
Yeah, they would just hold on to the line. And if they would get maybe a skip of scallops, and they would get them, you know, they'd go every day if they're fishing the area, maybe getting cod on the ground or something, and they would go back. You could guarantee 9 times out of 10 you would get scallops in that area.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very good. Very
you ever had any Cornish baits come up here?
Only the ones were fishing nets off the chickens, as far as I know. Fishing for hake one summer. We never bothered,
right.
No. They were fishing, there were a few up from south of England one summer fishing hake.
Do you miss fishing now?
Sometimes you do, you get a bit fed up, you know, and you think, I'm maybe out next week for a week, one of the lads go on holiday, I just go in now and again, you know, just keep your hand in. Been out in a lot of these survey boats, you know, the surveying for oil. And,
Oh, right.
And when they were laying that gas line out here 3 years ago, so they brought those boats and just a liaison between them and the fishing boats. No, it's nice to go out, get a couple of weeks, you know, in the game.
Nice to get out in the water.
Keeps you out of mischief.
Better get clogged, don't you?
In some ways you do, in other ways you don't. You know, the way the fishing is, too much red tape now. It really is. You can't do this and you can't do that. You know, just too much red tape.
Do you know anyone who's sort of recently bought themselves a fishing bait? And, you know, started up a new venture?
The last new boat that came to Beale, Jeff Cumber, a Laurel, she's about Jeff's about 4 years. Well, that's the chap I go out with Jeff.
Is it?
Mm.
Do you think he'd be willing to talk to us?
Well, Jeff, yes. Jeff's very good. Oh, Jeff's a nice lad, Jeff.
Okay. Good word for us then.
He would, Jeff would keep it all up to all the red, to get on with red tape, he'd probably throw you out. No, Jeff's all right. Jeff's nice lad.
So he's had a lot of hassle then with it?
Well, I so many rules and regulations, you know, what you can do, and size of nets and all the rest, and where you can fish and what you can fish, you know, some of the quotas are are that small, you know, he's in the non-sector, like in the non-sector quarters, very small, you know, against the POs. It got to the point where you were kind of glad to get clear of it, you know.
Really?
I mean, you even going to fish gallops, you, where you could go and get a living, where you could get a living, you couldn't make a living at it, you know. And you were going to get maybe 7 or 8 bags a day, well, when you were coming down to 3. And that was all day for 3 bags of scallops, you know. It was time you took wear and tear on your gear and the fuel and running costs of the boat. No, it wasn't worth it.
And that's the whole point about fishing over the years. It always has been something that you did. You know, you left the land, you went out to sea, and you're away from everything, away from all the rules. And now it seems like they're even extending all the way out to sea.
Oh, you know, yes. There's nowhere now clear. Siren.
What's that?
Siren, fire engine.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not the air raid.
There's a boat, one of the boats been sold this week. It's gone down to Newland.
Oh, really?
Peter
yeah.
M. Douglas Point. Yeah, Peter M.
It's been a lot of exchanging, and that's why I asked, because I was reading a few books, and a lot of the really early boats came from Cole, didn't they? The Nickies and...
Oh, the Nickies
and
Nobbies. Well, a lot of them built in Peel, you know, a lot of Nobbies and Nickies built in Peel.
Yeah, I mean, I heard that there was a few boats came up here from Cornwall.
They probably could have done then, you know,
yeah.
Going back that far, yes. The only ones, and the last Peel boat I remember rigged as Nobby, she would be then, would be the True Love, owned by the MacMeekin family in Peel. She was the last of them. She was tiller, just steering by tiller, you know, no wheel lines, just open deck.
Brilliant. Did you ever have a go on any of those baits?
No.
No.
No. The ones I was on were Wheelhouse boats were built just before the war in Celladyke up in Scotland. And then they got the last boats were built in Arklow. The Alamein fishery boats, they were all built in Arklow.
So after that they had the steam drifters, didn't they?
Yeah, there were quite a few steam drifters here.
Yeah.
Remember the steam drifters here? Yes, yeah.
You started off?
Yes, going to Port St Mary, Peel. There's been quite a few.
What, your bait, was that a diesel?
Diesel, yeah.
Bait?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
The
yeah. The steam drifters, they were sort of old-fashioned then, were they, when you started off?
They were, yes. You used to get a lot of low stuff trawlers coming. Well, they were drifter trawlers. Spring of the year off Douglas when the cod were coming, you would get maybe 60 off them fishing for cod, you know, spawning cod. And they just all gradually drifted away. And, getting modernised, you know, we get more modern trawlers and bigger trawlers. And, fishing's changed a lot. It's where you used to get fish, you know, you used to go place and get fish, and you wouldn't get any now. Ramsey Bay, we used to fish cod in Ramsey Bay every winter. And they'd go out and on a tide, you'd go in, maybe 30, 40 boxes of cod. You wouldn't get any now, none.
Feed, I mean,
oh yes,
your diet must have had a lot of herring in it, was it?
Could get a lot of herring, yes, you
yeah.
Get good, yeah. Oh, yes.
And nowadays, I mean, you just go to the supermarket and you buy, you know, some feed that's come from somewhere totally different, probably not on the island. Because in those days, you'd just be sort of...
It's better because it's fresh.
But the herring were better then, because the drift net herring were firm, you know, the herring still had the scales. You know, they weren't, I mean, a trawled herring has got no scale. Even the ringnet herring had the scales on them because they weren't drowned. They were just lifted right out of the net into the fish room.
Mm.
And the driftnet herring, you know, they were all just immaculate, you know.
Mm.
used to get people from the bottom used to come down and count the hen, and used to take the scales off, you know, measure them and the year class and everything.
Yeah.
Used to come down every week through the summer. There'd be somebody down, going around the boat, you know, checking up on the hen. And but I mean, there's no scales on the hen now.
Because they'll get cramped up into the trawl, is it?
Oh, yes, they just trawled them. You know, the hen were perfect then, you know, they just come out, they just hang in the net and you just shake them out and move down the fish room. And the hen would be perfect, you know, going ashore practically as good as when they were swimming around the sea.
I've never had hen, I don't think I've eaten them once when I was in France, but but it's the same around England, isn't it? I mean, Laura's from Yorkshire, they used to catch a lot of hen off there, don't they?
Oh, around Whitby. Yeah, we were down at Whitby 1 year fishing hen.
Really?
A lot of hen there. And Dutchmen there, you've got a lot of Dutch drift net boats fishing there too. Mainly, well, it was all drift net and rig net, same fishing as Peel. But there was spawning hen, there's been a lot of spawn, same as Douglas Bank hen, a lot of spawning hen. Some hen, 20 fathom deep.
It's a shame that we're on the solo now. It's still in time. I recover.
It's a busy place, then, would be. I'll be back since, I don't know what year that would be. 55, in 1955.
Still quite busy.
Is it? Yeah.
There's enough boats there. It's about 90.
Are they? Yeah, they're all smaller
great,
boats.
Great
yeah.
Big ones as well. There's a lot of foreigners there.
They're all smaller boats, and they're 50 foot, you know, 40 odd to 50 foot. You know, the biggest stuff. That was a nice place.
Thanks very much for the tea.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. Do you mind if we give you a ring if we ever need to ask you any more?
No,
any
time,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
I've got your number still.
And
Jeff,
I'm sure Jeff wouldn't mind. Best time to get Jeff because he's at sea a lot, you know. Probably it would have to be a Saturday morning, probably.
Will Eileen have his number?
Oh, Eileen will, yeah. I've got his number. She'll be in the book.
Thank you.